The special favor of Allah, friends of Allah, the special favor of Allah, friends of Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of my channel, once again we say مرحبا, welcome to our سلسلة The friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, today Inshallah Tabarak wa Ta'ala we'll be discussing awliya Allah and the devotion towards the Salah, the performance of Salah. Inshallah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, first and foremost let us hear that the beneficence of reciting Salawat upon the beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, mine and yours, and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned that O people, undoubtedly on the day of Qiyamah, the person amongst you who will attain salvation from its terror and accountability will be the one who have recited Salat upon me in abundantly in this dunya. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sarkari Madina, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned that niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi, intention of a believer is better than his action. So viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, I am seated here now delivering this discourse and you are there listening. Why don't we make some intention? Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, the more intentions we make, the more reward in our account, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we can make a beautiful intention that whatever we are doing here is for the sole pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever we learn, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we try to be practical upon it, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Salatum wa salamun alayka, ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. The awliya Allah and the devotion towards Salah. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he quotes a narration and he says that we were on the way back towards Madinah al-Munawwara after attending a battle. He said, we passed by a mountainous area. And the beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he ordered us to stay here, pitch your camp here. All the blessed Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, we ordered to rest there, to stay there. And the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam asked the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, who will stand guard? So subhanallah azza wa jal, two personalities, they said, labbaik ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a muhajir and an ansari sahabi offered to keep watch. So the responsibility of guarding was assumed by both these sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, and they consulted with each other, the ansari sahabi and the muhajir, mashallah azza wa jalla. So they kept watch, but they decided to make it such that they made duties that I will sleep for half the night, you guard, you sleep for the other half the night, and I will guard. So subhanallah azza wa jalla, the Muhajir Sahabi, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala be pleased with him, he agreed to sleep. And the Ansari Sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, began to keep watch. And whilst he was keeping watch, subhanallah azza wa jalla, a thought came to his mind that now, let me start performing some salah. So subhanallah azza wa jalla, viewers of Madani channel, look at this passion of these friends of Allah Tabarak Ta'ala, these companions of the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, he started to perform the Salah, he made his Takbir Allahu Akbar, Takbir al-Tahrima, and he started the performance of his Salah, and subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, he started the recitation of Surah Al-Kahf. And whilst he was busy with the recitation of Surah Al-Kahf, subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, he was so engrossed with the words of the Kalam of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he was enjoying so much, an enemy of Islam, he got to an elevated place and he saw that the security guard, the Ansari Sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala, was busy worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, he drew his bow and arrow and he started to aim towards the Sahabi. And he shot. And when he shot the arrow penetrated into the body of this companion of the Blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But subhanallah Azza wa Jal, look at this Ansari Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He never moved. Views of Madani channel, an arrow penetrating the body of a human being, yes, but no ordinary human being. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, a friend of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, a companion of the blessed and beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, and an Ansari Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, he is standing, still performing the salah, reciting the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and this wicked enemy of Allah Azza wa Jal, he sent the second arrow from his bow. And the second arrow also penetrated this Ansari Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But subhanallah Azza wa Jal, look at the ashik, the devotion of salah, the devotion for the performance of salah. He did not even move. Allahu Akbar. And then this enemy thought to himself that I'm sending first arrow, it penetrated his body. I sent the second arrow, it penetrated his body, and he's still standing performing the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. He took the third arrow and he fired. And views of Madani channel, this time when the third arrow penetrated the body of the Ansari Sahabi, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's special grace and mercy be upon him, this Ansari Sahabi now started to feel the pain. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He performed the ruku, he went to sajda, he completed his salah, he performed the salam. As soon as he performed the salam, subhanallah Azza wa Jal, this Ansari Sahabi, he reached out his hand to his companion through the Muhajir Ansabi and he woke him up with pain. And when he woke him up, this Muhajir Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, he saw that what happened? What is going on with you? You are in blood, what is going on? He said, actually, I was performing the salah. I was so engrossed in the worship of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I was so engrossed in the worship and the beautiful Quran Majid of Surah, the verses of Surah Al-Kahf, that I could not move. I wanted to continue with my salah, I wanted to finish my salah. But I realized that I have a duty to perform. The duty is that, subhanallah, subhanallah, views of Madani channel, I am guarding mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. I did not want any harm to come towards the blessed and beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam and his companions. So I had to wake you up. My dear son, brother, and viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah Azza wa Jal, these are the companions of the blessed and beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, this was their devotion, their love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. My dear son, brother, and viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah Azza wa Jal, how excellent was the devotion of Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan, subhanallah Azza wa Jal, for the performance of salah. And we think about our salah. We try to think about our salah in comparison to the salah of Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan, in comparison to the awliya Allah. Definitely, definitely not. We will have no comparison, because subhanallah Azza wa Jal, these are the special person and personalities of Allah Azza wa Jalla and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, for a moment try to ponder. Every day, some of us, if we are blessed, we are performing salah. We are reading the Quran Majid. When in our salah, in Quran Majid, we come across the verse, Aqeemus Salah, Aqeemus Salah. Establish your salah, establish your namaz. What a beautiful worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Establish salah, which is one of the pillars of deen. And subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, yes, indeed, Sahaba Ikram, Ali Ridwan, the awliya Allah, the pious ancestors, they perform salah, mashallah Azza wa Jalla, with extreme devotion, extreme love for Allah and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu was salam. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatun wa salamun alayka, ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. Dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, we are talking about the awliya ikram and the devotion towards the perform of salah. What do we say about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat? Allahu Akbar, we always talk about Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman. Let's hear about his salah. Allahu Akbar. And his love for salah and namaz in performance with Jamaat. Muhammad Hussein Chisti Nizami, Fakhri, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he says, he rendered his services for the writing of fatawa in the bargah of Imam al-Sunnat al-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, and he said that Ala Hazrat, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, always made it necessary upon himself to perform namaz in jamaat. Yes, views of Manajan. Always performing namaz in jamaat. No matter how hot it was, or no matter how cold it was, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Imam al-Sunnat al-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, would always wear a beautiful imama sharif on his head, and he would always wear clean and beautiful clothing and perform his namaz. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla. He further says, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, Imam al-Sunnat al-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, was so careful about his salah. He was so careful about his salah, each and every part and action, taharat, his wudu, everything, his sujood, his qiyam, his ruku, his jalsa, his standing in the bargah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, everything he was careful about, mashallah azza wa jalla. And he says, this person and personality, Muhammad, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Hussain Chisti, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that when I used to performing 2 rakat of salah, and he said, I used to take extreme care in my salah. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala would be in his first rakat. Yes, views of Madinah channel. This great wali of the time, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, our Mujaddid, our reviver, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, he said, I will be performing 2 rakat. When I complete my 2 rakat, Imam al-Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala would still be in his first rakat. And he says, it would always happen that my 2 rakats used to be equal to his 1 rakat. And other people's salah would be equal to 6 zakat or even 8 zakat in comparison to my 4 rakat. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Who's saying? Maulana Muhammad Hussain Chisti, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. From this narration we come to understand that Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, look at the awliya ikram, the buzugandin, our pious ancestors, Imam Ahlas Sunnat, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. That means when he going to ruku, in perfect sajda, in perfect jalsa, in perfect qawma, in perfect salam, Imam al-Sunnat al-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman. So these standard views of Madani channel. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Imam al-Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, he teaches us the example, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, that how we should perform the salah. And we try to compare his salah with our salah, rahmatullahi alayhi. My dear standard views of Madani channel. When we perform our salah, perform your salah as though you're performing your last salah. Subhanallah, with enthusiasm, with passion, with ishq of Allah, with mahabba, with inshallah, tabarak, with that feeling, that emotion, that this is my last salah in the court of Allah, tabarak, so when you're making the sajda, when you're making the ruku, inshallah, tabarak, you will make your salah in the perfect way, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sayyidina Abul Ahwas, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, stated that a person, a young girl living in our vicinity, in our area, in our neighborhood, in the neighborhood of Sayyidina Mansur bin Mutamir, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, she asked her father, oh Abajan, where is that stick that used to be on the roof of Sayyidina Mansur, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala? A stick on the roof of Sayyidina Mansur, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Her beloved Abajan, her beloved father, replied, oh my daughter, that was not a stick. That was not a stick. That used to be Sayyidina Mansur, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. He used to be on the roof, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, performing the worship of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He used to go on the worship, he used to go on the roof and make the salah and make the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Sayyidina Ala bin Sa'alim, Abdi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, also states that Sayyidina Mansur, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, used to pray his salah on the roof and then he passed away. A boy in the neighborhood also asked, oh Amijan, oh my mother, why do I no longer see that beam? Why do I no longer see that pole which used to be on the roof of Sayyidina Mansur, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala? His Amijan replied, oh my beloved son, that was not a beam, that was not a pole. It was indeed Sayyidina Mansur, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, and now he passed away. This time with an abuse of Madani channel. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. We understand that the passion. From this narration, we understand the passion of Sayyidina Mansur rahmatullahi ta'ala for his worship, for the worship of Allah, his devotion towards salah, towards the ibadat. That mashallah, he used to go in the midst of the night, he used to go on the roof, and subhanallah, he used to perform the salah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive him, and may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala through his sadaqah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive us, inshallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Hatim Asim, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he visited Sayyidina Asim bin Yusuf, muhaddis, rahmatullahi ta'ala. Sayyidina Asim, rahmatullahi ta'ala, asked, oh Hatim, do you perform your salah? He says, indeed. When the time of salah comes, Hazrat Sayyidina Hatim, rahmatullahi, says, I perform my wudu with all perfection. All the faraid, all the sunnat, all the mustahabat, all complete. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, I perform my wudu in the perfect way. And subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, I go towards that place where I have to perform my salah. And when I reach there, when the time of salah approaches, I step onto the prayer mat. It means he gets onto the musalla. And when he goes onto the musalla, he says, Hazrat Sayyidina Hatim rahmatullah says, I stand in such a way that all my joints, all my body parts are standing in a proper way, facing towards Kaabatullah Sharif. And subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, he says, then I stand in salah, and first and foremost, I visualize standing in front of Kaabatullah Sharif. Allahu Akbar. Views of Madani Channel, his vision, when he's standing in his musalla, he's watching and seeing Kaabatullah Sharif in front of him. And then I wish vision also Maqami Ibrahim also in front of me. And subhanallah Azza wa Jal, views of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Hatim rahmatullah says, I imagine my feet standing on the bridge of Pul Sirat. And while standing there, I believing, having yaqeen, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is aware of all that is apparent and all unapparent thoughts of my heart. I imagine Jannah to be on my right hand side. Subhanallah wa jalla. I imagine Jannah to be on my right hand side. I imagine Jahannam to be on my left hand side. I imagine Malakul Maut alayhi salatu salam, Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu salam behind me, coming towards me, and thinking that this may be my last salah of my life. Then I say Takbir Tahrima with full sincerity and devotion. And then I start the recitation of Quran Majid with profound concentration and contemplation. And then I perform ruku and sujood with utmost humility and humbleness. And I beseeching in such a manner. And then I finish my entire salah with humility and khawf-e khuda, fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Listening to this, Sayyidina Asim rahmatullahi says, oh Hatim, rahmatullahi, do you really perform salah like this, in this way? Sayyidina Hatim rahmatullahi says, replied, I've been offering salah like this for 30 years consecutively. Dear Islam brothers and views of Madani Channel, you see our pious ancestors, our buzuganidin, our awliya ikram, the saints of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, rahmatullahi ta'ala, how mashallah azza wa jalla, how they perform their salah. And now you compare about your salah and my salah in comparison to the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yes, we are performing the wudu, we are performing all the apparent purifications, looking nice, putting on turban, putting on khushbu, and we are coming towards the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Indeed, we are also standing on the musalla, and indeed, we are also facing Qibla. But dear Islam, the views of Madani Channel, in reality, you and I know what is our condition. That when we are saying Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, and we have fold our arms, fold our hands, and we're standing in qiyam, in position, facing towards Qibla, and when Imam is reciting Surah Fatiha, you know your condition and my condition, where our heart is gone and where our mind is gone, my dear stumbling. Yes, indeed we are in Salah. Indeed Imam Sahib is facing towards Qibla. We are facing Qibla, and definitely Surah Fatiha, and one of the Surah is being recited by Imam Sahib. But dear Islam brothers, views of Madani Channel, when we are in that condition, our mind starts to run. Every planning for the day, example, if it's Jumma Salah, we know exactly what we're going to eat after Jumma Salah. We know that we have to go to the bank, we have to sign the check, we have to do internet banking, I have to go to the shop, I have to pick up my child, I have to drop off this, I have to pick up the stock. We know exactly what is our whole plan in the Salah. By the time you and I, viewers of Madani Channel, start to make Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullah, Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullah, and if you ask the person, what have we recited? what surah did Imam recite? Views of Madinah Chan will say, I can't recall, I don't know. This is the condition of our salam at this time and views of Madinah Chan in comparison to the awliya Allah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala always keep us at the feet of the awliya Allah. May Allah tabarak to the sadaqah of the awliya Allah. Allah tabarak to grant us the passion of salah, the devotion of salah, like our awliya Allah. Inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear Islam and views of Madinah Jannah, we always hear this name of Hujjatul Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala. He gives a very beautiful example, a narration of an ashike salah, a personality, a wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who was totally in love with the performance of salah, and not only the performance of salah, but performance of salah in jamaat. His name is Muhammad bin Samayya, rahmatullahi ta'ala. Imam Ghazali says, rahmatullahi, says that this person lived for a long time, over 100 years. So much so that he's so pious, so much of love and devotion he have for the worship of Allah tabarak, this friend of Allah azza wa jalla, that he used to perform namaz in jamaat for 40 years consecutively. For 40 years, he never missed any namaz in jamaat. And not only that, he used to fast during the day. And mashallah tabarak wa ta'ala, he used to perform 200 rakats of nafil salah on a daily basis. Views of Madinah Channel, you try to comprehend the piety of our pious ancestors, of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah, performing 40 years consecutively, namaz in jamaat, 200 rakats of nafil salah in daily, subhanallah azza wa jalla, and also keeping roza on a daily basis. One day, his beloved Ami Jan, she passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive her. When she passed away, Muhammad bin Samayya, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he missed one salah in jamaat. And when he missed the one salah in jamaat, he became so perturbed, he became so perplexed and so upset. He thought to myself that, Ya Allah, I missed my one namaz in jamaat in 40 years, one namaz. So he thought about the beautiful hadith mubarakah of mine and yours and the universal blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, that the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasallam says that if a person performs one salah in jamaat, he gets the reward of 27 times more. So what did Muhammad bin Samayya rahmatullahi ta'ala do? Subhanallah, the viewers of Madinah Channel, you will be amazed to see this ashike namaz, the ashik of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu, the one who has the devotion for the performance of salah. What he did, subhanallah, the viewers of Madinah Channel, you can't believe it. Allahu Akbar, he performed the namaz 27 times. Yes, views of Madinah Channel, he missed the salah and he performed the namaz 27 times, thinking about the blessed hadith of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that he missed, and if you perform the namaz 20, if you perform the namaz in jamaat, you get the reward 27 times more. Subhanallah, he performed the namaz, he read the namaz, he made the salam, finished off. When he finished off the 27 time, dear views of Madinah Channel, dear Islamic brothers, views of Madinah Channel, he fell off to sleep. And when he fell off to sleep, he reached the world of khab, the world of dreams. Muhammad bin Samayya, rahmatullahi ta'ala, is in his sleep, is in reached the world of dreams. And somebody is saying, oh, Muhammad bin Samayya, rahmatullahi ta'ala, indeed you performed the namaz 27 times. But please tell me, oh, Muhammad bin Samayya, rahmatullahi ta'ala, that when the imam reads Surah Fatiha, and the imam says, wala dhalin, and imam says, ameen, and the muqtadi says, ameen, and the angels also says, ameen, and whoever's ameen coincides with the ameen of the angels, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgives all the previous sins. Oh, Muhammad bin Samayya, rahmatullahi ta'ala, even if you perform the namaz 1,000 times, you would never get the reward of the performance of namaz in jamaat. So dear Islam brothers and views of Madinah Channel, subhanallah azza wa jalla, we look at the devotion, love and devotion, the awliya ikram, the devotion and love towards the performance of namaz and namaz in jamaat. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, look at this person and personality. And what about us? If namaz is going, it's one issue. And namaz in jamaat is going, it's another issue. We know our condition. You know your condition. I know my condition. Why not we follow our pious ancestors, our awliya ikram, their footsteps? We are facing many difficulties, many parishanis in our life, our families. too much of difficulties, be involved, engulfed in sins, try to focus and work on this ibadat and follow the footsteps of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. As we are facing so much of difficulty, that we have so much of problems, we are engulfed in sins, why not we follow Quran and Majid? As Allah Ta'ala says, undoubtedly salah save one from indecency and evil things. And inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we follow the Quran and Majid, we follow the footsteps of the awliya ikram, inshallah azza wa jalla, all our parishani, all our difficulties, all our problems will be solved. Inshallah tabarak, viewers of Madani channel, keep watching our silsila, inshallah azza wa jalla, we'll be coming back to you with more and more about the awliya ikram, our buzurgan din, inshallah azza wa jalla. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ay Dawud Islami, teri doom machi ho, ameen, bijahin abil ameen. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد.
The special favor of Allah, friends of Allah. The special favor of Allah.